Well, it's been going for 73 years. Virginia Agricultural Show takes place again in Cavan today. It's a combination of serious business of the sort George Lee has been talking about just there, and hopefully an enjoyable family day out. Among the visual highlights, the major one is judging in the competition for the best Irish dairy cow. All of the entries are Holstein Friesians. Brendan Smith is the competition director for what's being branded as the Diageo Bailey's Irish Champion Cow Competition. He's on the line. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Diageo, of course, makes a famous black and white drink. What's their interest in a competition to judge black and white cows?
Well, their interest is that the in the black and white drink is the cream for Bailey's is produced in Virginia, in Glanbia Ingredients Factory in Virginia, and they were asked to sponsor this competition.
So they've big links. Now,
yes.
The competition itself, it's a modest enough prize, I think 2,500, but it's very significant in terms of enhancing the winning cow's value.
Yeah, well, the prize itself is a high prize in competitions like this in Ireland. In fact, it is the highest prize for any competition of its type in Ireland. Yes, it does enhance the value of the owner of the cow, but generally those cows do not come on the market. They're usually retained in the herd
for breeding.
To continue on the breeding progeny.
Okay, so the straws of those cows then are the embryos. What sort of value would attach to those?
Well, the breeding process would be so sometimes they're done with embryos and that they would have a very significant value, perhaps something in the region of €100.
Right. Okay. Well, now Virginia Show, it happens today. It's been going a long time. It's a deal smaller, is it not, than the Tullamore Show and obviously the annual big extravaganza in Laois, but it's still very important.
It is. It's a very popular regional show, but it has an all-Ireland reach with a competition like the Dairy Cow Competition. It would attract a good crowd of perhaps 15,000 to 20,000 people.
Now, if I'm at the tail end of the summer holidays with children, how would I convince them to attend? Obviously, I don't want them exposed to too much alcohol marketing in the competition end of it, but what's there for young people to see?
There's a whole range of competitions right across the board. There's photography, painting. There's children's classes there, it's a very broadly based. Actually, there are 16 different sections in the show in total. The main ones being, I suppose, the livestock and that end of it, and fruit and flowers and home industries. It's a very, very broadly based show.
And the entire gamut of cattle breeds is there. You've got Charolais, Simmentals, Frisians, Herefords, Belgian Blues, Blonde Aquitaines and Limousins. Like, there's everything to see there in terms of the national herd in this country.
There is indeed. Actually, there are over 100 cattle classes, and that covers the entire breeds, as you mentioned there, right across the board.
Agricultural shows, a sense perhaps in recent years that they've struggled to attract the numbers, struggled to attract the support. Is that something you found in Virginia, and how's it been addressed?
Well, Virginia has always done well. They have new competitions on there. For instance, now today, apart from all the cattle tests and that, there's a cookery demonstration with Nevin Maguire. And one of the highlights of the show today is the opening of the new event centre, which the Show Society have just completed this year at a cost of €1 million. So it's a big day for the new centre.
Okay, Brendan Smith, we leave it there. That's Brendan Smith of Virginia Show. Thank you very much for joining us.